Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Eating Alone in My Car show with your host, So Sad Today. Today I'm having a moon pie. I don't know if I've ever had a moon pie. I don't know. I was at a gas station in Las Vegas, just before I just hit the road to head back to Los Angeles, and they had four different packaged moon pies. I've had a whoopie pie, but I've never had a moon pie. This is a moon pie. Here were the flavors that they had. They had chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, and banana. I got the chocolate. When there's a choice, I always get the chocolate. I really do like vanilla, but it's just chocolate just seems like if there's an opportunity to have chocolate involved. Whoa, there's like a biker next to me. The Mongols of California. It's like a Sunday gang. Oh my God. I like the moon pie. Oh, this is good, dude. Oh my God, I'm literally so I am driving right now. I am surrounded by motorcyclists. This is cool. This feels like a very old west, not like old west, like cowboys, but like a western experience. Like I'm behind the wheel. I'm eating a moon pie. I'm surrounded by the Mongols of California. Gang, I guess. I feel like they're not, I don't know. Like, if you're really a gang of motorcycle gang, like, do you have matching vests? Like, I feel like they're probably, like, a gang of, like, oh my God, do you hear them? I feel like they're, like, a gang of, like, old motorcycle dudes, you know, or something. I guess they drive into, Nevada and then drive back to California. I don't know. Anyway, I don't know what they're doing, but, I feel like they're going to a diner. I don't know why. I'm getting a diner vibe from these motorcyclists. But anyway, these bros. So today I'm having this moon pie. I like it. This is good. It's like a devil dog. It's kind of like it tastes like a devil dog or like a ding dong. Or like a ring ding. I always forget the difference between devil dog, ding dong, ring ding. Like they're all kind of in the similar vein. But this is like the one that has like the marshmallow. This is like a marshmallow pie. It's only 300 calories, which to me, for like, you know, anything called a pie, if you can get a whole pie, it's not that big, but if you can get up something called a pie for 300 calories, that's good. You know, good for you, moon pie. This feels very vintage. I feel like very, Easy Rider. I feel like I'm an Easy Rider. Did they eat moon pies in Easy Rider? Like driving through the desert with a moon pie with no name. I don't know. Actually, it does have a name. It's at 1913 these have been around. The fucking moon pies. Do you think there's like a moon pie fortune? Like, is there an heir to the moon pie fortune? I like the moon pie. Do I love the moon pie? I don't know. I like it. You know, I'd say better than a ding dong and ring ding ho ho. You know, like all those, it's better than one of those. It is, but maybe I just like the name. I like a ding dong. I like a ring ding. Okay. Oh my God. There's also so many pickup trucks. It's crazy. I'm in America, dude. I'm in fucking America. Yeah. Moon pieing it out. Driving through the desert. Just got out of Vegas. You know. I'm an American woman. All right, wait. Because I'm on the highway, let me finish this moon pie and then I'll be right back. Because I just feel like the eating, recording, highway driving is like not the best. Okay. BRB. Oh my God. I watched so much porn last night. I'm very tired and I'm emotionally hungover. I always get, you know, porn gets, it can be very, it can get very emotional for me. It can. You know, I want my porn to text me back the next day. I feel bereft. I'm like, we had an experience. Where are you? It was around midnight. I was at my home away from home. Shout out to the Best Western. And, you know, when in Vegas, you know, when in Rome, I mean, no, actually, I don't think the porn had anything to do with the fact that I was in Vegas. Although it's this today, I went to the pumpkin patch because like all the porn now is shot in Las Vegas because I guess the Valley got too expensive. And also there's like more rules in California. And so today I was at the pumpkin patch with, my sister and her husband and my mom and my niece, which I fucking love the pumpkin patch. There was a petting zoo. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'll get canceled for saying I like a petting. Are petting zoos like, is it not good? I mean, the goats seemed like they were doing fine. Like, I mean, but what do I know? I'm just projecting. I just want it to be okay. I mean, like, is a petting zoo as bad as SeaWorld? You know how, like, SeaWorld's bad? Like, animals in cages are bad. Like, I don't know. I mean, they just keep getting fed. There were three chickens. One of the chickens had, like, these really cool feathers on its feet. It looked like it was wearing, like, feather hippie boots. It was cool. I've never seen a chicken wear the feet had feathers on them. And then there was, yeah, so there was like the three chickens, then there was a lot of goats, and the goats were cool. The goats were very cool. I mean, they're not my favorite animal. My husband really loves goats. I think it might be because he's a Capricorn, he says, which was interesting to hear him cook, because I sent him some goat footage, and then I FaceTimed the goats to him. I Goatstagrammed. Because I just was like, he's not going to want to miss this, you know, it's goats, live action goats. And he actually said, he's like, you know how I feel about a goat. Like, he's like, it's cause of, like, it probably cause I'm a Capricorn. And I was like shocked that first of all, that he knows even what his sign is. And second of all, that he knows the Capricorn's the goat, you know, but go figure. So, he's a double Capricorn, actually. He's goat sun, Capricorn sun, Capricorn moon. I want to say he's like Libra rising, which makes sense because he's very charming. But I feel like he would be like, but he's not like super Capricorn. Namely the work ethic. That's like not, I don't know, you know how that, they always say that about Capricorns. Yeah, that's not in his goathood. You know, he's very like, that didn't come through. But in some ways he's Capricorn-like, I don't know. But anyway, so whatever, it's all bullshit. But, remember when I used to write horoscopes for the Lenny letter? I would just like write the horoscopes and then I would just be like, all right, let's just give this one to, I mean, some of them, like there were some horoscopes where like, I know certain signs the best, like there were certain horoscopes where I was like, okay, like this, there's no way this would be Sag. Like it's just, it's gotta be Scorpio, you know, like there were some, but then I don't know, but like a lot of the, and Virgo, I'd always give like extra juice to, cause I'm a Virgo, you know, I'd be like, it's okay. And also I know how we torture ourselves. It's not easy being a Virgo. It really isn't. Just so you all know. And I have a Scorpio moon, which means not only am I torturing myself, but I'm also just tortured. Right? The Virgo means I'm riding myself very hard. And then the Scorpio moon means I'm being cosmically tortured. So, you know, my awareness of death or whatever. But anywho, oh, and I'm a Sag rising, which gives me a look of smiling and that. I use my smile to deflect people from asking what's wrong or, you know, whatever. Anyway, so there it is. That's why I'm like a gregarious seeming introvert, you know? But enough about me. Back to the goats. So, and back to the zoo, back to the pumpkins, back to the porn. We're covering all of it today. This is a full episode. We've got a lot to cover. We've got the farm animals, we've got the pumpkin patch, we've got, and we're going to go back to the porn. So, so I sent him the goat footage, and then, I don't know if there's a horror movie called The Witch, which is kind of cool. Witch? I don't know. Anyway, there's a black goat in there called Black Phillip. So there were two black goats, so I was like, it's Black Phillip. That was really cool. The black chicken with the feathers on the feet was, like, really cool. But yeah, I don't know, like, are they happy? You know, are they chilling? I mean, they seemed You're not allowed to chase the chickens. Some of the kids were like holding the animals, the chickens. And if I was a chicken, I don't know. You know, I really can't even begin to, like, species empathy. Like, there are certain things. I mean, it's all a projection, right? It's all going to be species empathy. Like, it's all empathy. It's all going to be a projection, right? Like, I really can't begin to know how the chicken, like, if I were a chicken, I'd be like, get the fuck off me. But I don't know, you know, like, maybe the chicken is whatever. You know, that they're getting fed all the time. Unclear. But I do hope that they are all having good lives. But yeah, so, and I got a pumpkin. I don't know. I was sort of like, eh, like, Halloween's always a tough time because my husband is always, always sick this time of year. Like, in the old days when he used to just have a relapse twice a year, of his mast cell activation, for whatever reason, they would get activated in, I guess in the spring and the fall. I guess that's when people get sick. And I don't think there's been a Halloween that he's been like up and about for like, I don't know, many, like long time, like 15 years, something like that. I don't know. It's been a long time. But so, Halloween's always weird because I want to have like joy and like bring the festivity, but like, I sort of like I can be fun and no, I'm not fun, but I can be fun. But I feel like if I bring fun and then I'm met with a little bit of just kind of like sadness, you know, then I immediately feel like, because my mom was such a balloon popper, I'm always scared to like bring fun that like the fun won't be received with. If the fun is received with like anything less than 100% like yippee, like I feel very rejected, you know, like I can take a pumpkin very personally. But anyway, but so I always get the fucking pumpkin, you know, and because my husband loves Halloween. He fucking loves it, but you know, he's like sad. It's like a double-edged Halloween. So, but anyway, you know, and with the pumpkins, but I was like, I'm just going big. Oh, and then also because I've been obsessively buying the plants, I was like, do I also need a pumpkin? Like, you know what I'm like there's so many plants, but I did need a pumpkin, you know, when I was at the patch. So I like my pumpkin. I start to talk to the pumpkins, like trying to figure out who's the right one. I have trouble making like decisions between two things. It's hard for me. But I used to always really like a round pumpkin. I was always a big round pumpkin person and never a pumpkin with warts, ever. Like, why the fuck? But now things are changing. We grow, we evolve, we change. I don't remember what I was into last year. It might have still been the round pumpkins, or it might have been the turning of the tide over the past couple of years. But I'm super into the vertical pumpkin now. I like the oval pumpkin. Really into the oval. Sometimes I get two. Like I would, you know, if I get it at like the supermarket, I'll get like the oval and the circle. But this year I was just getting one because I wanted like a big mama. I was like, let me just bring home this. I want to drive a fat pumpkin across state line. Oh shit, am I allowed to drive? You know what? I don't even know if I'm allowed to drive the pumpkin across state lines. Because one of the reasons why I thought when I was flying that I couldn't, remember I smuggled that plant that my dead father's Schefflera, a cutting from that. This has become the botany hour. You know, you just never know who you're going to become. And you never know what your favorite shod is going to become. You know, likely it'll become your least favorite. But, so, this has become, you know, it's taken a turn. But, so, by the way, Nevada's fucking gorgeous. Just FYI. Like, Vegas, makes me want to kill myself. Especially, I mean, all of it. I haven't been to the Strip in, like, 2 years. And I'm there, like, every 2 months to see my niece. But... But the area around it, I mean, like, dude, I'm in like the fucking, like, I'm like 20 minutes outside of Vegas and it's like fucking gigantic umber terracotta colored mountains, a soft umber, Joshua trees out the wazoo. Yeah, dude. And the Mojave Preserve is really dope. But that's not for a little while. And also, I'm not going to drive, like, down through it. But anyway, so I digress. because I just want to get home. I just want to get in bed. All right, so the pumpkins, pumpkin theory, pumpkin philosophy. I mean, there's really no philosophy. It's just my pumpkin tastes have changed. They are shifting. They have shifted. And I got a vertical pumpkin, a giant one. And you know what? I was on the precipice of getting a really warty one. The warty ones for the first time are looking good to me. And I think that next year I'm going full wart. Like, I can't believe I've been so averse to the warty pumpkins for so many. Like, I'm going full wart. Also, I feel bad for them. You know, I just feel like people, like, they're discriminated against. I know they are. You know, I know the warty pumpkins are not as favored. So next year, I know we're supposed to live in the day, one pumpkin at a time. But next year, I'm going, just hold me to this. I'm going full wart pumpkin. Vertical wart pumpkin. You know, if I'm still alive and, whatever else, I don't know, I'm going full wart pumpkin. So that was the patch, but so I'm at the patch and everyone I see is like, they're important, which is the first time I ever went to the Valley when I was visiting Los Angeles. Like, I remember being at a Whole Foods and I was like, is he in porn? Are you in porn? Is she in porn? Because there is a porny aesthetic in general to people in Vegas. Like, it's, you know, like spray tan and the long nails and, you know, there's a lot of it, like very high heels. But I was like, oh, that's a hot, like, and also I have to say, like, there's no way I could ever fucking have children. Like, I didn't, and I'm not planning to, but like when I was at there was like a gym. We took my niece to her little, she has like a little, like, you know, like play place gym thingy. I don't know. I guess that's just like what you do or whatever. And on Saturday, and there was like this, I think I don't know if he was gay. I don't know. If I liked him, he probably was, because that's really my type of man. He was so hot. I don't know what about him was so hot. I guess because no one else there was hot, and I was like tired and like needed like the adrenaline of limerence to like stay awake. But like, so the whole time I'm just staring at him, and I feel like my like brother-in-law was just like new and was just like looking at me like, can you just like watch the kid? Because I was just like staring. He had on this, like, I feel like he was doing a very like Brokeback Mountain thing, which is like really, that's pretty crack for me. He had on like a backwards hat, like hat, and it said like Bass Pro Shops, and then he had like a plaid shirt and jeans. But then like you knew he was sort of playful about it, because he had like he wasn't wearing like mountain man shoes, like he was wearing like, you know, like cool Nike high tops. He was hot, but yeah, I was just looking at him the whole time, just like, can you just like finger me quietly for a moment? But so that may have like precipitated the porn. But so anyway, yeah, so today, but so I last night was like,
there's a 55 minute slowdown in 0.5 miles.
I know, I see it. This is, if you're ever driving from Vegas to LA, it's not bad, but there's one part near Prim. It's called Prim. I think it's Prim or Jean. Wait, let me see where I am. Yeah, near Prim. That's a fucking, there's always like an hour ass delay. Always. Wait, let me see. Well, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's right at the border of California. Right before you hit the part that's like, please do not bring in any agricultural stuff. And I'm like, it's like, does the pumpkin count? Is it okay to bring the pumpkin? I don't know. We're gonna find out. But it's like the agricultural check, but they never check. You just like drive right through. But anyway. But so the porn. So last night, so it was like around midnight. I'm in my safe space. I'm at the Best Western and chilling. And I never think to just turn on the TV. Like, I don't even really know. I never even like know how to turn on the TV. I mean, I know you just push power, but sometimes you have to push like TV and then power, and that's like too, I just don't think to do it, you know? And so I was like, all right, like I've, you know, I was supposed to write last night, didn't do, you know, after we had dinner with them and whatever, after my mom and I had dinner, like, with my sister and whatever. I was supposed to write, I didn't do that. I ended up, like, driving around Las Vegas looking for Peppa Pig merchandise because I saw some of the really cool clothes that my niece's other aunt got her, Auntie Lulu, and Auntie M is not going to be fucking outdone by Auntie Lulu. Now, granted, Auntie Lulu lives in Canada and doesn't get to see her niece very often, whereas Auntie M lives in Los Angeles and gets to see her niece every other month, at least for now. I think my sister's going to get the fuck out of Vegas very soon. But yes, so, you know, and I've even become anti-peekaboo. I've become anti-peekaboo because once I realized that my niece likes something, she's 18 months, 20 months, I don't know, whatever. She's like not, she'll be 2 in January. Once I realized she liked, I just want to be liked by her so badly that once I realized that anything makes her laugh, I just write it out. So I was doing existential peekaboo with her when my dad was dying. Like, I was like, I'm so blue, I'm so grim, I can't see the light. Like, I'd cover my eyes, I'd be like, everything's dark, I can't see where, peekaboo, you know, like that kind of thing. It's this existential peekaboo. You know, like, in the dark void, and then there was flashes of light, right? Which is life, I'm preparing her for life. But, and then there's another thing, it's a Yiddish thing, that it's called bom bom butz, where you go bom, bomb, and then you clink heads and go butts. So can't stop doing that. I've been doing that for about 6 months now. Peekaboo's been going on for like over a year, you know, because yesterday I literally googled how to make a toddler like you, but it was more like for parents. Like, the only things I could find were like for parents, like how to make a toddler behave or whatever. But yeah, so I didn't, but you know, so I saw, like, I was there and I like see these really, so I usually just give her money like for her birthday or whatever, because I don't know what the fuck to get for a kid. Like, what the fuck do I know about children? Also, like, her, you know, this is, she's the only grandchild of two grandmas, and the only niece of two women with no children. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's getting a lot of shit. Like, she's the only, like, young relative of, like, four people. So, like, she's already getting showered with shit. And, I mean, my sister's mother-in-law was, like, my sister's mother-in-law is very fun. She's kind of, like, the opposite of my mom. But so, like, when my sister was, like, first of all, my sister told everyone, like, told us all she was pregnant when she was, like, I mean, she had, like, literally, like, was, like, a day late. And she was, like, I'm pregnant. But so, like, the mom, her mother-in-law was getting her, like, fucking, she was, like, sending her, like, restoration hardware, kids, whatever, I don't know, like, catalogs and coupons when the niece was just, like, an egg, you know, like, it was, like, I mean, my sister wasn't even, like, she hadn't even taken the pregnancy test yet, and, like, she's already sending her these coupons. But so, anyway, and so she gets her a lot of shit, her mother-in-law. So it's, like, so I just never know. So I'm just like, okay, I guess I'll just give her money for college fund. Like, I just don't know, you know? So that's what I did for, like, birthday, Hanukkah. I got my sister a baby nurse because she didn't think she needed a baby nurse. And then I was like, oh, she's going to have a nervous breakdown. So I got her, like, for the first, like, I think month, I got her a baby nurse for, like, 3 nights a week to, like, teach her stuff and, like, so that she could go to sleep. Because she was like, yeah, I won't need one. And I was like, as soon as the baby was born, I was like, oh, this is not a good scene. So, because I don't have kids. I don't have to spend money on my baby nurse or anything else, you know, school, whatever. Like, this is it. This is the one kid. So, but yeah, so I just, like, I haven't gotten toys. But then, like, when I saw, I was looking at these clothes that Auntie Lulu finds the coolest fucking shit. Now, granted, my niece doesn't care what she wears. You could, like, drape her in a toga and it wouldn't matter, you know? And really, the game doesn't start until a couple years from now when, you know, she knows who got her what. And, like, that's, I get that, but I was still like, oh my god, like, Auntie Lulu got her, like, really like, these, like, fucking, like, you know, like, pajamas with these fucking, like, screen printed ass, like, donuts on them and, like, peanut butter and jelly pattern, like, just really cool, like, very, like, net arty almost. And I was like, oh, I gotta, and she got her like rap ABCs, like all this shit. So I'm sitting there and I'm like secretly, I'm like, oh, these clothes are so cute. And I'm like looking at the labels, like, where did Auntie Lulu get this shit? And then yesterday I texted like my Japanese friends who have children, well, like a lot of my friends have kids. And I was like, okay, like what is the thing? You know, like, what do you do? What do I do? What do I do? But I didn't end up like getting anything fancy because, so she's really into the Peppa Pig. So last night after I like drop my mom off at the motel, I drop my mom off at Best Western. We stay in different rooms. I pretend I'm going to my room. So, well, usually what happens is we go back to the Best Western, then we take a walk over to 7-Eleven. She gets a snack. I get a snack. She pretends she's not getting a snack because she feels shame about eating, her little mini donuts, and then my sister asks me, what did she get? This time my mom, I don't know, I feel like this is like very intimate. My mom got these you know, the yellow Oreo type, like not the chocolate Oreo, but like, it was like a generic kind. But so she got them and paid for them so fast and stuck them in her purse. And I was like, Mom, what'd you get? And she's like, oh, just some crackers. And I was like, oh my God. Like, this is, you know, I mean, it's where it all began. It's from whence I began, you know, it's where all the troubles started. But anyway, whatever. I'm done blaming her. You know, the voice is in me now, whatever. It is what it is. But then my mom's afraid, like, so if I go out, you know, we eat dinner at like 6 because of this baby, which is, it's just so early. And then, so, you know, we're back at our hotel by like 7:30 or 8. And then my mom, we get our snack, and then my mom goes back to her room. But she doesn't want me to leave the hotel because she's afraid I'm going to get murdered at like 8:30 at night. But so I have to drop her off. She goes to her room, I go to my room, and then I go back out. Usually to get like more snacks, or I don't know, just to like run for myself, you know? But so last night I went on like a tear around the fucking, like I went to like 4 fucking Targets and Party City, like rounding up Peppa stuff. Cause I was like, she likes Peppa, we'll get her Peppa. So I got like so much Peppa shit. Like I got her like Peppa, like, cause Party City is so fucking fun. I feel like if I was a kid, I would want an aunt who just like bought me birthday party stuff, even though it wasn't my birthday. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's just fun shit. Like, there were like Peppa buckets that were like favors. Like, why shouldn't she have a Peppa balloon? I didn't get her the balloon, but she should have it, right? Like, it doesn't have to be your fucking birthday. She doesn't know what a birthday is. It's a fucking Peppa ass balloon. I should have gotten that. But then there was like Peppa wall hangings, a Peppa towel, so much Peppa. So that's what I, you know, so now I'm like, okay, well, at least I know what she like loves. But I'm going to have to get on, I don't know. Do I have to get on the cool clothes game? It seems weird to buy like cool clothes for like a child who's going to like poop in it and grow out of it. It does seem a little, I don't know, but I definitely, it got me, you know what I'm saying? Like I was triggered. I was hashtag triggered. So I get back to the motel and then I was like, okay, I'm not going to write. I'm going to meditate and I'm going to like, it was like 11 or 10 or whatever. I was like, I'm going to meditate and then I'm going to like, I'm very tired. I'm going to go to bed. Like, which I never go to bed before 1. It just doesn't happen. Sometimes 12, sometimes. So then I was like feeling horny. So I was like, okay, fine. You can go on your fetish Tumblr aggregator and you can jerk off to like, you get 3 stories. I was like, you get to look at like 3 stories or videos. And you know, cause my fetish stuff usually like, if it doesn't lead as a gateway into like Pornhub, which then becomes like a fucking minor film festival. And then like, I don't come for 4 hours. I can usually get the job done pretty quickly with like the stuff I have aggregated on my secret fetish Tumblr, you know, like it's fast. It's good. It's fast. There's no motion. It's just like, you know, I've been coming to the same fantasies since I was, you know, same pervy weird ass fantasies since I was, you know, a long time ago. You can read So Sad Today if you haven't already. There's a whole essay about it. But somehow, and I knew, you know, there was a little inkling. I was like, this is going to lead you to Pornhub and it is going to turn into the Cannes Film Festival. Like it is going to turn into a fucking whole thing. Like, it's never just one. But so I started on the fetish site, and then, like, one of the links to the videos that I like store on there was broken. So I'm on Pornhub, I'm on X Hamster, I'm on whatever. 2:30 in the morning I came. Okay, so let me just say that what did I watch? I'm just trying to like recap like what happened. Started out as nice fetishy stuff. And when I say fetish, I'm talking about bondage and lace. I'm not going to go into the details in case any of you are vomit phobic, but let's just say it was my weird fetishy shit. Then it went into like hot voluptuous women, like very voluptuous, like obese women, like BBW women masturbating. Could have ended right there. No, had to go into, mothers and daughters. Went into mommies, you know, like mommy daughter lesbian porn. I mean, not real mother's daughter. You know what I'm saying? Then, which could have, again, it could have ended right there. Then it transitioned somehow into, oh, this porn star, somehow he ended up in the thing. I guess it was like mommy's son. He does a lot of mommy's son. Tyler something, Nixon, who I interviewed many years ago for Vice. Really nice person. Really nice. I interviewed him actually for an article about like, do you get attached, like emotionally attached? Cause like this is, cause it's weird. It's interesting. Like, well, it's not interesting, but I find, not to like divide things on the lines of gender or whatever, but like, I find that I get more emotionally attached, but less like, but it's much harder to come from dudes. I'm just gonna say dudes. I'm not gonna, you know, like, masculine people, whereas like with more femme, but I can't even say that. I don't know, whatever. Anyway, so because like, you know, then I'm thinking about some, I don't know, it's like at this point, whatever, I don't know how to break it down for you, so I'm not going to. But let's just say, okay, so then I got into, so I ended up in Tyler Nixon land, watched like 5 of his clips. Watched him jerk off in the shower. It was really hot. Watched him. What else did he do? Oh, just like watched him like fuck this really pretty girl in the shower. And I was like, oh, he's in love with her. And then I saw him do the same thing to like 5 other girls. And I was like, oh, okay, maybe not. Then I went and checked. Okay, then somehow Tyler led into Owen Gray, who like is my like, yeah. I mean, Owen Gray is just amazing. So I like watched so many Owen Gray clips, and then I watched Owen Gray and Small Hands, who I've also interviewed and met. Small Hands, very nice, also very nice, very nice person, Small Hands, and Joanna Angel, his girlfriend slash wife. I interviewed them for, I think, that same Vice article. It was them, Tyler Nixon, Danny Wilde, who, Christopher Zyshag, he's a writer. I think that's it. I think that's all I interviewed for that article. But Owen Gray I've never talked to. I think he used to follow me on Twitter and then like unfollow me or something. I don't know. But anyway, I'm pretending to be casual about that. Let's be honest. You know, I was very sad one day when I went to his Twitter and saw that he was no longer following. I don't think he's following anymore. I think that was a moment I had. But so I watched Owen Gray for like an hour. I just watched him fuck for an hour. Just like fucking different people. But like, it's harder for me to come. Like, oh, but then, so that, like, I don't know. It's weird. It's like with cis dudes, let's say, like, I feel it more in my heart. And like with, like, BBW women, like, I feel it more in the puss. Like, it's just, and then with my fetish stuff, I feel it more in the puss. Like, it's like there's this, I don't know. Now, the second, this is getting very intimate, whatever. The second time I come, the first time I come, like, it usually has to be, like, the fantasy either has to be, like, fetish or, definitely, like, women. Although, like, for the actual coming, like, 9 times out of 10. But then the second time I come, it's often a fantasy of a cis dude. so don't ask me, you know, and it's like, you know, like 4 minutes later. But for the first orgasm, so it's like, and for the second orgasm, I guess this means I'm bisexual, which we knew, you know, I think I'm pan. I mean, I really do see it as pan. And I don't mean to separate it into cis men, cis women, because I know there's all kinds of in-betweens. But, like, we all have types, right? So, let's say, all right, first orgasm, Ursula the Sea Witch. I can watch Chuck Bass fucking for 3 hours, and I won't come. I'll love it. It's a beautiful aesthetic experience. I feel touched emotionally. I'm waiting for him to text me, but I don't come. It's got to be Ursula the Sea Witch for the first orgasm. But then, if I go for number two, I mean, when I was a kid, I used to go for like 5 or 6. Not a kid, but you know what I'm saying. Like when I first discovered masturbation, you know, which was actually, I think, around Halloween. Because I remember like having my first orgasm and then going downstairs to like carve pumpkins with my family and being like, Like I just discovered something far more magical than this upstairs. So I got to get it back up there. No offense to you all with your pumpkins. But, you know, and then I would like do it like a billion times. But, you know, there was no internet then. Like there wasn't a, whatever. I had nothing. You know, I was a child. My life was not my own. So, you know, it was like, you know, and it was new. It was new. So I would like, you know, jerk off to have like many, many orgasms. But so, but yeah, it's always either fet, like my fetish, or Ursula for the first O, and then for the following ones, it's usually like a Chuck Bass or like a, you know, like an indie skater kind of a, it's very, that's just kind of, I don't know. That's just where it is. So like, I wasn't going to come from Owen Gray for my first thing. So I don't know why I knew watching for an hour. I was like, you're not going to come. You're not going to come from this. But I still had to watch because it was so aesthetically beautiful. Now, if it had been number two, if it had been the second one, then yes, I could have come to Owen. But I didn't. But then it's funny because today, I only had one last night and then I like fell asleep. And I think I finally came to, I went back to the fetish Tumblr like 2.5 hours later. But it's funny because this morning it wasn't my fetish stories that I wasn't feeling sentimental about them. Feeling sentimental about Owen. Couldn't stop thinking about Owen. So I don't know. You know, I don't know. Sexuality, it's enigmatic. It's mysterious. I do know one thing, though. And one thing that I know is that, you know, I don't want to say some of my more profound sexual experiences, but I'll say, like, I don't know. There's this solitary sex is an interesting, it's very much, I've had a very rich solitary sex life. I've also had a very rich, not solitary sex life, but, I don't know, you know, masturbation, it's never let me down. It's never let me down. And there's something really to be said for that. You know, there's something to be said for that. Although, you know, I did feel that emotional hangover this morning and it was just, I was tired. You know, I was like, oh, it's just a waste of time. And I did feel like sad that I'm never gonna get to fuck Owen Gray. But then I was like, okay, but like then what? So you fuck Owen Gray, then like he like goes and fucks someone else. Or you like he like you fall in love, like you both fall in love, but follow that thought through. You fall in love and then like what, you live together? Like you don't know this part. Like I have no desire to be married or like live together with like, I mean really anyone ever again. But also, but especially you know, I don't know. I do that a lot with like when I feel that feeling of love and longing for strangers. I think it through to the point of like, okay, now imagine this 18 years later. And I'm like, no, like there's no one else. My husband is the only person I've met that I could conceive of like living with. And, as of now, you know, that I could conceive of like living with and having like a long-term thing, you know, like I haven't met anyone else that I'm like, oh yeah, let's just like, I don't think. But, you know, but that being said, like living with and long-term thing, like maybe, I don't know, like it's annoying in and of itself. So I don't fucking know, you know, it is what it is, whatever. But so that was that. And now I'm in traffic and, now, you know, I mean, now, you know, my masturbatory habits. and proclivities, but you kind of did already, so there's nothing new here. Anyway, all right, I'm going to focus on the road because it's really getting trafficky. But I'm wishing you, you know what I'm wishing for you this week? If you want to come fast, if that's your intent, I hope you come fast. And if you want to create the Toronto Film Festival of Porn in your home, I wish that for you. Okay, I hope you get what you want. And I'll see you on the flip side. That's all. Bye-bye.